Hello, I am the Cranter.
Hey, I'm Critz.
I'm James.
And we are the Game Design Critics. In today's episode, we are talking about a game called Elemental Dungeon. It is basically a roguelike, like Binding of Isaac. It's your basic roguelike formula, battle room to room, and you get to upgrade your character like a game we reviewed not too long ago called Archero. You get to pick upgrades to upgrade your character. The main catch in this game is that it uses different elements. So you will get like lightning and ice, and by itself, ice may, I forgot what ice does. It shoots like a ice pick thing. What's ice do, Critz? Or James?
Huh? I haven't used ice. I used water, the death ray one, and then electricity. And fire.
So like, yeah, like water will shoot like a jet spray, like you're holding a hose. Fire will shoot like a flamethrower, but combine them, and what does it do?
It just extinguishes each other. It just cancels it.
No, use fire and water. It's like a hot mist.
Oh, really? I haven't tried that.
Yeah, they all combine. And that's what's really unique about this game. You know, it takes the roguelike formula, but it mixes in these elements. And there's a lot
of... I thought fire and water just canceled each other out.
No, there's a move. Everything combines with everything.
Okay.
Yeah. It's really weird. It's like... if you put your thumb over a hose and it sprays, it's like that, and it's like hot steam kind of thing.
Oh, okay.
So we can jump into this. Let's jump into the things that we didn't like as much. My first one, and I'm sure you guys felt this too, was the length of the stun. When you got stunned by something, I swear there was like a 10-second wait for you to get going again. Like, did you guys run into that?
Yeah, it's like a 10-year stun. Yeah,
I didn't get stunned. More like I died.
Yeah, if you get stunned, you automatically die because it just makes you AFK. It's basically you just get hit.
I just die. I don't get stunned. I just die.
I can't tell you how many times I fell down a pit when I was stunned, and I was so frustrated because it was like I just had to watch my guy die, and then like. It always seems to be one of your best runs. Like you're doing so good, and then like the icicle hits you, you're stunned. You just so happen to be standing on a fake wall, and then you're done. Poof, good run.
And speaking of fake walls, that's one of my cons, right? When you fall down a pit, you automatically lose the entire run.
Yeah, that's one of mine too. It seems like something that was overlooked when they were making it, because
it's very punishing.
It is very punishing. It just ruins everything. I mean, there's no reason it can't just take a little health and put you back up. I mean, I understand the appeal of wanting to make it that difficult because they want people to keep playing over and over, but it's like, in a game where its nature is you losing to progress, you want to lose because of something you did, not because of something the game did. Technically, getting carried by quicksand and put in the pit could be blamed on the player. But there's just some things, like getting stunned, landing on quicksand, and watching your character just like, there's nothing you can do. It hurts to lose like that. Like, it makes you not want to play again, is my point.
I think it's like cheap shot, you know? Like it just insta kill.
Yeah. There's no coming up. I mean, you can do a revival, but I've fallen into a pit, died, revived, came back and fell into another pit in the same room multiple times. So many times. It's so frustrating. That's usually when I'm like, I'm done for the day. I can't do this anymore.
Exactly.
Most of the times I fall in the pit is either I'm being greedy, like there's that coin right at the edge of the pit. I was like, I want that coin. Like, I won't really want to collect all the coins. Like, I want the coin. And then, like, I scooch my thumb, like, a little bit to the left. And then, boom, like, my character's gone. I was like, oh, okay. Maybe I got too greedy.
Exactly. I feel you, James.
Have you had the treasure chest be close to something that's dangerous?
The cactus.
Oh, God, yeah. Those. But I want to say my treasure's fallen close to, like, the only way to get the treasure is to stand on quicksand. And then while you're collecting it, you it's like you're stunned, you can't move, and I've died because of that.
I take so much damage.
When you get a level up, you're frozen for a second, but the game isn't paused, it keeps running. The enemies don't, but the environment does.
Like about that game. I died because of that, because like yeah. I said, I want like the coin, right? There was a coin like right next to the pit. I didn't know I was gonna level up. Boom. Like there was like dragon like next to the pit, and I leveled up right at that spot and I died immediately.
Yeah, you're dying for doing something that the game wants you to do. Not in the sense of like they want you to die, but they want you to collect the coins to level up. And dying from doing that seems so wrong.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, I don't know if you guys had this when you guys press revive. I could like there was I think it's I'm pretty sure it's a bug. I'm pretty sure it's a bug because I tried pressing revive, but not revive. Exiting out the what you call it? No, yeah. When I died, there was like the options like revive for free or use gems to revive. I could not press anything. Like I hear the things moving, like the animation is still moving around over there. I see the mouse like moving a bit, and then like I could not press anything. I cannot press the revive and the revive for free.
You glitched the game, James.
Yeah.
You guys had but I had to restart the whole game. Then that ruined my.
Damn, that's good to know then. If they listen, they'll find that bug. Yeah. James, give us something you didn't like.
Wow, okay. One of my first things I didn't like was this was before the update. The lobby music, I didn't like that lobby music that much as well.
It had that like plucking song.
Yeah, and it was like repetitive too. It was like, okay, I don't want to hear this as my lobby music. Maybe for like the dungeon, I guess. But
they didn't fix it.
I like the lobby music.
Yeah.
Like, chill.
That's what it is now.
I liked it now, but before the update, I didn't like it. I did not like it.
Yeah, okay.
I mostly put the game like on silent whenever I go back to the lobby because I don't want to hear.
Dang, I didn't not like it that much, but I didn't mind it. I mean, it had a pleasant melody, but it felt like the instrument was a little bold.
No, it's because I keep dying so much, and I just go back to the lobby over.
That'll happen. Okay. Well, my next don't like was paywalls. They literally want you to pay for content in the game. If you want to save up on your own, it's going to take forever. And I feel like that hurts them a lot because you have these people who are really interested in this game, you know, like coming back every day to play. But the only way to access the other content is, and especially considering that this other content, the other characters, changes the gameplay so much so that if they had access to them, they would make them want to play even more. Like, what makes you want to play a game more than knowing that there's another character you haven't used yet in a game you like, you know? But it's like, hey, you gotta pay money to get this, and some people can't do it.
Yeah, that's like one of my cons too, like really expensive characters. The characters are really expensive. It's like either grind your life away to get it, or you have to, like, you can't even grind some of them. Some of them you can't, you have to buy.
Yeah, especially the most expensive one. I mean, admittedly, I spent $4 on this game, and I got two characters out of it, but it took a while to get the second one, because I had to really save up. It also kind of glitched out on me, I want to say. Maybe it's me, and I forgot, and time went by, but I had bought in a week's worth of diamonds, basically, like you earn them every day. And then I forgot to check the mail that day when I bought it, and I went back the next day, and there was like six of them. There was a bunch of them.
What?
And I didn't figure it out at the time. I was like, did I just get my week's worth right now? Like, maybe I'm crazy and I didn't play it for 4 days, but I got like a bunch of them. And I was like, wait, I'm supposed to be getting them today, and I'm not getting them. And I'm like, oh yeah, I think I already got them. It's weird. But yeah, paywalls. Boo. James, did you get any other characters?
No, they're too expensive.
Yeah.
There's no way. And I've mostly used my gems for like free revive. Like if I had a good run, I would use my gems.
Yeah. Yep. Gems are hard to get. Maybe they should be easier to get. Okay, don't likes. Who wants to go next?
I'll go. That was the problem. I heard that a lot of the characters are just like some of them are moving, and some of them are pitch off, and the hunters.
Crits, your mic is coming in really fuzzy. Like, we can't hear what I can't. James, can you tell what he's saying?
No, he's like,
it's super like blurry. It sounds like a radio that doesn't have a good connection. Is there anything you can do to try and fix that? We cannot hear you at all.
All right, can you guys hear me now?
Yes, perfect. Okay, so say what you just said, but.
There's a balancing problem. I feel like a lot of the characters are unbalanced. I heard that the hunter is like extremely good, and some of the other characters are really weak. How do you feel, since you have a bunch of the characters, how do you feel about them? Like, do they feel balanced?
I mean, the ones I have Ronin and I have Bomber, and I feel like that they were different enough to stand on their own.
Okay.
I've only used the Hunter once, so I'm not sure. I mean, I do feel like it having arrows be kind of everything is really nice, but that's how Bomber is. Bomber throws bombs of everything, and it's freaking awesome. I think that they are balanced from what I played. I didn't use the Hunter, though, and I didn't use the other one, the Wizard. I didn't use those, so I'm not a good judge of that. Where did you read this?
The first one?
I just read them from the reviews.
Okay. Sorry, James. What did you say?
The Mage?
No, there's a different one called Warlock. He's the most expensive one. I didn't get to use him. And I probably will never get to use him. Right? Like, I mean... Yeah.
You know, at first... I thought those people were just like NPCs, like just on the side. I did too. I was like, okay, those are just NPCs. Like, not much I can do right now because like I'm early in the beginning. I'm pretty sure like there's nothing I can do about it.
It's weird in games like this when I play these. I tend to ignore the people in the hub and I just go play. And it took me a while to realize that like, hey, there's a talents guy and a learn spells guy. Which I'm still not understanding how the learn spells works.
Kind of weird.
It is. I don't understand like spells that you can like switch out, apparently something like that. But I feel like that's also blocked by a paywall as well.
Yeah, I feel the same way.
Yeah. The equipment, okay. Sorry, let's... I'm getting way off track. You guys are up with one of your don't like. That spawned from Crits's, but...
I didn't like... the environmental damaging objects. Those are so annoying.
They are.
Well, I get what they're there. Like, I was like, okay. But I just don't like being hit. Like, every time I come near to, like, an enemy, boom, I get hit immediately. I get punished for going near the enemy to shoot my spells. Because the spell, like me loading my spells makes me move slower, so it's like I get punished like that, and then I just like take damage for no reason.
Sure. Yeah.
Especially when your health is super important. I mean, it kind of falls on the player side of things. It's kind of like my whole theory with the pits being the game's fault. I mean, it kind of falls on the player side, but yeah.
Still, like I just don't like it. It's like pretty annoying. Like I like using them as the enemies, but like when they're like they hit me, it's a different story.
Yeah. I didn't like, besides the pits killing you, which we already went over. I didn't like how limited the random buffs were for upgrading. It was basically, it's basically this. You get a 25% health increase. Like, there's like an 80% chance that that always shows up. Then you have specific elements. You get like 10% fire, or 10% less fire damage or whatever that is.
For
every element. And then there's like a 20% chance you'll see mana, getting an extra mana bar. And I want to say that's it. Oh, there's a damage one. 10% damage, and that's it. You don't see a lot of variety in that. Usually, I mainly go health every time. I've never used one of the elemental ones. Obviously, I use the mana one. But my trip through the upgrades every time I play the game is pretty much the same thing. To me, that's a missed opportunity, because if those were varied in a way, it would make the player have different builds to try that way. Because the whole game is you start the game fresh. You got to beat the first level. That takes like 10 to 20 tries. So why not have different upgrades so that those attempts are somewhat different? And they kind of are now. You can argue that they are, but they're not really. It's limited. Yeah. That. And that's my don't like.
Yeah, I'm the same way. I always go health. There's no reason to go elemental damage. I feel like it's like I always go health. Wait, what about you, James? Do you do the same?
Nope. How do you upgrade?
I'm a damage.
You do damage?
All right, get this guy out of here.
How does that help? Do you think that helps enough to make it worth it?
I see the difference. Like, I'm one-shotting them. Like I just use, like, since...
And I what the... boost.
Combine two spells together. Boom, I just one-shot the enemy. I was like, all right, next stage.
And then, couple.
Like a chunk of my health just like, whoosh, God.
Okay, so it can make it worth it to go damage. So you pretty much have health or damage and somewhat defense to pick from. There could definitely be other options in there. That's my don't like. Who next?
I'm out of cons. That was it.
Okay, James.
The mob scaling.
The mob scaling.
Yeah. Mob scaling, okay.
Is this pertaining to one level or everywhere?
All the levels. So from what I've noticed is that the mobs in general before going to the boss are like a little bit more harder. Like they have more attack pattern than the boss itself. And like there's not like sometimes they're not always the same, but like they don't always do the same. But then they're still doing the same animation for their attack, but it's like they do more damage than the boss itself. Like so the boss itself you can dodge because you know where the boss is. So you're fighting one thing. You're fighting one thing, but you're fighting multiple things before the boss. Like it just like start like increased damage. Like before you get the boss, you're already like down like out of like low health. Like one bar of health before you get the boss. And then the boss itself, like it's either easy, all you need to do is like dodge and then
hit
damage. And then do the same thing again.
But from that's the mob, right.
Yeah. There's more, I mean
you're getting hit like a bunch of stuff and you get hit by once, like it's chunking your health like bah, chunk. It's like that's the health is gone.
Yeah. And they don't make it easy to get back. And this is a game that depends on that, you know.
And then every time you move in the next stage, it's like it's pretty randomized. Like, okay, you can either choose a damage buff or increase health. What else was it? Increase health or heal. I like the healing one. I barely see the healing one. Like unless like when I don't need the healing one is there. Like I'm full health. I don't need this. And then when I'm low health. I feel it's like hopefully there's a healing room, and then that never comes up. It gives me a damage buff. It's like,
yeah, so like, that's happened to me.
I don't know, something else, but never the healing one when I need healing.
Yeah, I mean, it could be done on purpose in a sense that they make like their attempt to make you keep playing this game is to make it harder. So, that's the whole thing is that games are made like this so that. They're made harder so that you're more satisfied when you're victorious over it. But when you have those kinds of deaths and stuff, like ones that are obviously trying to tip the scale. It just feels like cheap attempts to kill you. So it feels like that. Like, isn't there an accessory that makes health orbs show up more or something? And like, I still never saw them.
I think that's the vampire thief or the what was it? The magic spoon. Pick up life drops to regain extra HP.
Yeah. And I tried to use that, but I felt like there wasn't a big difference. I didn't see one. Okay. My don't likes are done. Are yours done, James?
Hold on. I think there's not one.
James really does not like this game.
check the dressing room. You guys check the dressing room? Did you guys
say that? No? What'd you say?
The dressing room.
You didn't say that yet. You didn't say that yet. You can talk about it.
So, the dressing room, like, apparently, like, I didn't know until, like, I checked it. It's like, ooh, so this skin I have right now boosts my fire damage. Like, okay. And it's like, I checked out the other skins, right? Like, you can buy them just, like, just grinding a little bit. But, like, I don't like how, like, the other ones that are not gem. Like, did you go from, because they do the same thing, they enhance like one element. Like, if you look at the ice one for the mage, it's like 2k, right? 2k, okay. You expect the other one to be the same, right? Because they have the same art style, just recolored. But no, they increased it by 4k, so it's now 6k. And then it's also the same one for the earth one, the earth elemental damage. So it's 6k, but the water one, the ice, for some reason, is only 2k. I don't get it.
Yeah, that's weird. There must be a reason.
It increases the damage of the element. But you can either pay to win, like pay for the skin that does more instead of just increased damage, like the snowball war. Each character apparently has this. They have their own like pay to win skin. Like this one, every time you cast like the snow spell, you can cast a snowball spell on top of that snow spell. Hmm. So it's like double the spell that you cast.
Yeah.
And it's 400
payable. Yeah. Damn.
And then you want to spend money.
Another paywall.
Well, do you know that? I didn't know this, but if you're the basic mage, you can hold water and it gives you a shield. You do a long press on the water element. And you get a shield.
I did not know that.
Yeah, I read that somewhere about the game and I was like, holy shit, the game should have told us about that. Because that would help a lot.
The water just pushes them away.
No. It is that water, but you long press it. You hold on the water for a second. And it creates a shield of water. It creates a bubble around you. Yep. I didn't know that, and the game doesn't tell you. It feels like a missed opportunity.
I noticed that. Like when I use that water spell, it's like it's used like a water jet kind of thing, and it just pushes them. I use it to like push the enemy.
Maybe you hold on the water symbol instead of the attack symbol. You hold on the water symbol. Oh yeah. Oh. Holding on any symbol, it creates a shield of that element.
Yeah. I just tried it just now. It works.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah, and that would help a lot. The game doesn't tell you.
I didn't know
that.
What about in the tutorial? I remember that in the tutorial.
Okay, moving on to likes. I'm going to get this one out of the way because this is going to be a big one. Combining elements. Combining elements is really fun. It's really fun to like have. So say you have darkness when you start, and darkness is like a ray beam for the mage. And you get that and you use it, and then you get something else. I don't know, like ice or something, and you use darkness and ice, and you're like, holy crap, it's a different move. Plus you have ice, and then you get fire. So now you can mix fire and darkness, fire and ice and fire. No, I said that, or all three. And it just adds all these moves, and there's like 6 or 7 different elements. Every run feels.
There's so many elements. There's so many elements. So, you have so much combinations.
Yeah. And I really like that. I mean, did you guys find combinations you really liked and then just use that as much as you could?
Yes. There was one I like. I like use oh wait, this is the three spell combo. No, okay, hold on.
What I like the heck? One spells. I use those a lot.
I'm trying to find the element real quick.
The one whether it's like one ice or one fire, I buffed the heck out of those because I knew I would use those the most, taking care of enemies. Bosses, it's not as good as two elements, but normal enemies, one element can usually take them out if it's not what they're made of. You don't want to use ice on an ice guy, you know, but, and then you can do things like make the enemies muddy and it makes them slower. There's other status elements you get.
I really the Phoenix and the Rupture.
What are those combinations of?
You combine fire, lightning, and then ice. And then, whoa, Phoenix. It's like a global ult. It just like travels through and it instant kills everything. I was like, yes. Yeah,
that's cool. I like those ultimate moves. They use a lot of mana though.
The Rupture is just like an AoE spell that just like it forms around you and then it starts doing like it's like an earthquake. No?
Yeah, I think that one I've used. I feel like somehow can't remember. I've got a couple. Okay, one of your guys is like.
I really like the art style. You know, the pixel art is really cool.
Yeah, they did a good job with the art and the animations.
Yeah, it's like really, really good, actually.
That's two things you guys mentioned. The spell combination animation.
Yes.
I really like how they did the spell combination part.
Yeah.
I agree.
They're very varied, and it feels really good using it.
Hey, Crunch, did you ever learn a spell?
I didn't understand this very much. I mean, I'm looking at it right now. There's like firebomb turret. I don't understand these. I feel like you can get
firebomb turret.
No, it's two different ones.
Like it has like a different variation. So I don't know how they look like because
most of them come from doing certain things in the levels.
I need to either grind for it and then get the other stuff for this. I don't know how to get that.
Yeah, I didn't understand these very much. They don't.
I've never gotten the firebomb turret.
Like the, no, the
those are two different ones, Kritz.
Like the hypergravity, the second part of that is the black hole, which I don't know. Yeah. Is it the same? Like, is it like recolored or not? What is it?
Yeah.
I have no idea. Yeah.
You get it by beating the mini boss on stage 3, which I've done that and I didn't get it, so maybe it's a random drop.
It's random drop.
I think it is. Yeah. A lot of them are.
Because I keep running over the first stage and I get either the same drop or like I got a new different one.
Yeah, but the drop probably get better the farther you get, so it gives you more incentive to keep replaying it. They're like, oh, you didn't replay it enough to get the 4 scrolls? Now there's even more stuff you can get if you keep replaying it. Okay. What do you got for likes, James?
Well, yes, and two things I like already. The music. I really like the music, even though like the dungeon music itself is like pretty repetitive. I like that 8-bit. What do you call it? 8-bit music. I still retro? Like it.
Yeah, yes. it's still pleasant to hear. There wasn't anything music-wise that I didn't like.
Except the lobby. I did not like that lobby.
It didn't bother me too much. I could see after
a while. Yeah, the lobby music sucks.
Before the update?
Yeah.
It didn't go well with me.
I am super glad they updated that, because holy crap.
Yeah.
I also muted the music because of it.
That's crazy. I didn't do that. I didn't have too much of a problem with it. I could see how
I guess it's just that... preference.
Yeah. Okay. So my last and next like is upgrading stats when you're outside of the game. I really liked being able to put points into them, but I did feel like the farther you get in the game, it becomes a lot harder to get these points and obtain those actual upgrades, because now it's like I used to be able to do it every other run. Now it's like every couple runs I can upgrade, if that, because a lot of times runs just they fall out a couple rooms in or something like that, and you don't bring home many of those E tokens, those blue E's. But I did like that you could do that. I felt like I had more control over the kind of build I was making.
Those are random though. Well, the stuff that I made sure that I know that's gonna work every time for my run was the elemental boost combination, since I'm not always gonna get the same spell types each run. So I made sure the one that I know that I'm gonna get is like the elemental boost for combining ones.
Those ones are pretty good.
Since I have to worry about the so I didn't get the spell that I maxed out on the skill 3.
Crits, what else did you like?
I said dynamic classes. Even though the classes the characters are really expensive and you can't really get them except if you grind really hard. If you play them, if you have them, it changes like the entire game pretty much.
Yeah. Changes how you play. You get a whole new set of moves to discover.
Yeah, it changes like everything about it.
Yeah.
And I heard a lot of people really like it too, except they can't really get it unless you either pay.
Yeah. There should be a way to get it. Like, people who are actually dedicated and play it every day but can't afford it, there should be an easier way for them to get it. Because it would keep people playing. It's a win-win on both sides.
Yeah.
Instead of just money. Okay, that's all my likes. It's up to you guys. What else you got?
I got like one more, which is the I like how some of the daily tasks you can complete them without even going inside one of the runs.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, you can. I think there's like you can complete the receive one daily supply from the main interface and then check for announcements, and then you can do the kill 30 monsters. You can just kill the dummies, and then you're good.
I didn't know that. Huh. Wow. I did not know that, but that's pretty handy. Dang.
Yeah, and then if you don't have enough time, you can just go in and just do it and then get out.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all my pros, James.
Okay. James, what you got for pros?
That's all. You guys already said it. Just talk from the animation for it, the music.
Okay.
A lot of those things were done really well.
Yeah.
I feel like. So that brings us into the improve section, and I have a few of these. Some of them we've gone over because, like, for example, my first one is a bigger variety of upgrades. I would like to have a more of a choice of what kind of character to build instead of just health and damage. I'm sure that they could do things like increase life orb drops. I guess you could increase the fire speed, but it wouldn't apply to everything because some things don't work like that. But you could definitely think of a couple other things to add, like maybe increase movement speed. If I could get that, I would get that. Increase mana should show up more, or you could do smaller increases, like 10% increase to your max mana, things like that. There's definitely more things you could do to make the builds even more diverse, because that does feel limited. You see the same, like, after one day of playing, I saw everything that there was to offer as far as, like, the upgrades inside the level.
Okay.
Did you guys feel the same way? Did you feel it was limited in what you could upgrade?
Yeah.
So I mostly picked the damage ones.
Yeah. So it does lead to a couple different play styles in a sense, whether you go health or damage, but it's a missed opportunity because if you want to keep people playing then for the long run, give them more variety, you know? Okay. How else will you guys improve it?
James, you can go.
So for the pitfall one, I saw some choices for this. Either take like 25% of your health gone.
I agree. That one's good.
In my opinion, I'd want like when you revive, if you do die to the pitfall, right? Well, you are gonna die to the pitfall. At least have like a few seconds of invincibility to get out of that.
Oh my god, that is such a good idea.
Dude, this is like a standard gaming trope. Like most games, when you die, you get a couple seconds to kind of collect yourself. You know? You don't take damage. So you can kind of get, like, if it's for the example of it, if you're in a group of enemies and you die, and then you just, like, respawn without being invincible, you're just going to die again. So it's like
A lot of games already have that, iframe, you know, to like kind of recover yourself. But then, like, this game for some reason is like completely missing. What's going on?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like they're either doing it as a way to get the people to play longer by dying more,
you know,
the player from winning kind of thing. And I feel like it hurts them big time. Because that, it's not even just that. It's like the pitfalls themselves killing you. I mean, leveling up and dying. I mean, come on. That's one of the worst ways to die. It's frustrating for the wrong reason. It's like, I died because I was trying to do what the game wants me to do. Feels cheap.
I mean, yeah, and then that brings me to my improvement, which is better writing. Like, James said that, you know, Crancher said that the reason why you die so easily is because they want you to just keep playing. Like, they want to keep you in one of the levels, right? But, like, the levels aren't that well. I mean, they're well designed, but, like, the writing on it is, like, pretty bad.
You mean, like, the names of the levels?
Yeah, like, the names, like, the lore, the people talking. It's, like, everything, you know? It's, like... It's like Spore Spaces. Come on. Like, is that Spore Spaces? What the? And then then there's like Lava Land. What? Lava Land?
Yeah.
I don't know why. Like, if they're gonna, it feels like the writing, how simple it is, they can just make so many stages, you know, because they don't put that much time into the lore. Like, if you have lore, then you're going to need to, like, it's going to be a little bit harder for you to make new levels because the levels need to all, you know, tell a story, right?
Connect. Yeah, they got to connect in a way.
Exactly. They got to connect.
I mean, they could still be connected if the things outside of them connected and they were just like, you know, they're basically settings in a movie. The scenes happen and they all connect. As long as that, I agree with you.
And then they only have 8 levels, and then the 8th level is Creepy Cemetery. And and then like Stinking Sewers, like, oh, come on, what the?
I don't know. And then like, do that.
Yeah, and the characters like, I heard, do you like the sound of explosions or whatever? Which is okay. That one's okay. For the characters. And then, like, the ranger says, like, my mind controls my arrows. I don't know about that. And then, like, the Ronin character says, konnichiwa. Are you kidding me? Oh, my God.
Is he Japanese?
I think so, but, like, what?
Yeah, she's Japanese. She's a demon.
Yeah, I think she's supposed to be Japanese, but like,
you look at the she has the Japanese art style.
Yeah.
She has a horn. with like a scar on our left side of our eye.
Yeah, I just feel like they need a lore.
Like they could do better like, in that area.
Yeah, or like they don't need a story, they just need to like, I don't know, make it seem like there's a story.
Yeah, find a way to connect things in a subtle way. It'll keep people more interested. It'll pull their attention more. Yeah.
I mean, it makes it, it helps with the immerses the players.
Because you have these, you have these moments where you're in the game actually fighting and combat's really fun, and then you come out and you're intrigued.
Exactly.
To play it with the characters, say, and the lore kind of pulls you in even more. Not everyone likes lore, but the people who do, if your lore is good, they will be interested for a long time.
It makes you feel like you're in this world, you know, like a new world. But then if it's like, if everything feels out of place, it looks like, you know, it just feels like a game.
Well, they could have story bits in between, kind of make them quick and to the point. That could help it, potentially.
That would help, but I think it's, they just need to, I don't know. Like, there's ways to connect stuff. Like, you know, you can, I don't know, like, make the characters talk with each other or something. Like, they reference each other. That would be good.
Yeah, like they've had a past. They all live in this world together.
Or, like, they can, like, make it so one of the stages, the levels, be, like, the home world for, like, one of the characters. You know, that would be cool.
Yeah, it kind of connects them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's a good idea. Okay.
Right, that's all my improvements.
I said make it easier to get classes. We've been over that. I said more varied accessories. The accessories are mainly broken down into immune to sand, immune to ice, immune to water. It's like all immune to stuff. And then there's a couple like make health orbs show up. Make health orbs show up. Restore 2 grids of hit points when entering a boss room. Max hit points increases by 0.5 a container. And I think you have 4 or 5 containers. And then immune to stun, pick up life drops to regain extra hit points, kill a monster to regain a little hit points, and improve mana regeneration using single element spells. Those are mostly the varied ones. All the rest are like, able to reflect lasers, you'll still take damage. I never use that one. Immune to quicksand, chance to immune to fire damage, immune to chill, immune to muddy, immune to wet, immune to dust. Water spells deal more damage. I have all those for that guy. I feel like they could be more varied with those. A lot of them are taken up by the immune ones, which makes sense in a game like this. But I feel like you could get even crazier with them because it leads to, like, you could have one that increases your damage by 15%, but also increases or decreases your defense by 15%. You could have more risk versus reward ones leading to more builds.
Like a double-edged swords. You know?
Yeah, exactly. Because they like doing that. On your way into a level, there's always one that's like increases fire damage, but your stun lasts longer or something like that. They already do that. They do that already. Why not do it for the accessories too? Or just make more varied ones. Like you double shoot certain things. Like maybe like using fire spells, you double cast your stuff sometimes or something like that, you know. They're buried. Okay. Next one, I said have the pits take health instead of your entire run. When you fall into a pit, have it take some of your health. That's a huge one. That would change gameplay a lot and for the better. You got things like the cactus that hurt you in the other levels. You should do something where like say you had a pillar of ice that if you touched it you froze. That's the obstacle. If you touch it you freeze. But you should let something like fire melt this pillar and get rid of it. It could even grow back like 2 minutes later. But being able to take it out and have that area safe, that could give you more access to put more obstacles in the level because it just becomes something else the player destroys. It gives them a little freedom temporarily. Instead of, I don't think you can destroy them, can you? Can you destroy cactuses, James?
Nope. No, hey, except for... No, you can't. Okay. That's just the grass.
Anyway. Oh, yeah, okay. But yeah, being able to kill those obstacles, giving the player a window of room to breathe, it would help. And my other one... Huh?
With ice? Yeah, the icicle. Combine ice and water, you make an icicle and it destroys the cactus.
Yes. Yeah, something like that, yeah. Be able to take those out. If you use the opposite of their element, which means not every run would you be able to take them out. At least that would be more even.
Wait, what's the opposite element of cactus, though?
I don't know. I guess hot, maybe water or something. I don't know. The logic is not as important.
What the?
You could just make it so that fire burns the cactus or something like that, but that kind of defeats the purpose of making it the opposite element, making the weakness kill it. It would be the desert, whatever the desert's weak to. So maybe ice. You could freeze the cactus, and then it wouldn't hurt you for some time until it melts.
But like for, I don't know, for like the stinking, the stinking sewers, I think that one, like, what is the opposite element of that? Like the stinking sewers.
I don't know. I'm not sure what the element is in that. But no, you're right. You're right. There are holes in this idea. You are right. I just think that being able to destroy the obstacles, I'm going to feel like an idiot if some of them are destroyable. I feel like they might be, but I feel like
it would... I think they either choose this, use any element to destroy any of the obstacles, or they choose not, like, you know, they're undestroyable, you know?
Yeah. But I feel like there could be some middle ground there so that the player gets a little more leeway in some of the levels, because if it's random nature, sometimes you get a level that's just, the odds are not in your favor.
Yeah.
I also said more health drops. I feel like that would help. I mean, there could be some middle ground there where, like, you get health if you do good or something like that. Something. I feel like
that sounds nice.
Yeah. Where, like, if you beat a whole room without taking damage, you should get some of your health back or something like that. Just something that feels too difficult for the wrong reasons. If you leave it as it is now, it's going to be too hard. You're going to get a good portion of people quitting without playing more, and that's why, because of that difficulty curve. And it's not like a difficulty curve where if you get better at the game by using your skills in the game, you win. There's factors that you can't control sometimes, where if you get hit by that frickin' icicle, and then your whole run is shot because you got hit by it once. It's like, come on, there needs to be a little wiggle room, especially in a game like this.
They don't have that many levels, Cruncher. They only have 8.
That's true. But think about how long it took us to get to level, like, 3. Like, so many level 2 runs. So many. Yeah. And not all of those... most of the time, I would get killed by, you know, the enemies or the boss. But a good, like, maybe 30, 40% of the time, I get killed by something that... was like you got stunned or you got hit by an icicle and then the enemies got you or something. It felt like at least some of my deaths felt cheap and maybe not want to play it anymore. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I think a lot of people have that problem too. Like a lot of the deaths they feel cheated.
Yeah. That's what I feel like because I don't know. They could do it better, though. They could definitely do it better. And we live in this day and age where you can update games. Games can evolve over time. I think it can get better.
I think I posted a video on your Discord that was talking about like how you never want to make the player feel cheated.
Yeah.
That's a big, like, that's a good when one. When they die, they need to feel like they could do something to prevent that from happening later.
They need to feel like
not like feel fault. Like yeah. And you don't want to make it feel like it's the game's fault, because then they can't change it. They can't just change it. Except the only way they could do to change that is just to just quit the game.
Yep.
That's the only way they can get away.
Yeah. And mobile games ride this line of like they try to get as close to cheat deaths as you can, because you technically need the people to die to keep playing. It's just that this game kind of dips too far into that area. It feels like a lot of people will feel like that, and they'll stop playing because of it. If they could loosen that grip a little bit, not only would they have more people playing, but I think it would keep them playing longer in the long run. Because you could make it easier by not dying when you fall in pits, and you could balance it out somewhere else. You know, make like balance it within the enemies or something. Like, if their reason for dying in the pits is so that you know, keep to punish the player, then if you make it easier by letting the player come back instantly from falling in pits just with less health, then you can make it harder in another way. You can make some enemies harder, or you know, like there's ways around that, is all I'm saying. It's definitely possible that the devs could do that. And I think it could have potential positive implications. James, do you have any more improves?
No, that was all.
Okay, well done, Crits. What about you?
Yep. Yeah, I only got that one I just said.
What do you want to grade this game? And final thoughts. Okay, wait, I'll do mine first. I'm a huge fan of roguelikes, so I really like this game, just the idea of it even before I played it. I really enjoyed it, minus being frustrated by cheap things and having to pay to get characters. I spent $4, and I would not have got those characters otherwise. That kind of made me feel cheated. I mean, a lot of people probably want to play with them, and they can't. It's kind of sad. On a scale of 1 to 10, I am giving this game A seven. And one of you guys can go.
I am giving it a 7.5. I'll be doing something about that pit.
Okay. Any other thoughts?
Wait, my rating.
Yeah,
I would give this game a 6, because I feel like, I mean, the idea's there, it's really good, but I feel like they should change quite a bit of things.
Yeah, and it could be way better.
Yeah, I feel like the idea is there, because like the combining the elements thing is like carrying the entire game. Yeah. Like it's literally carrying the entire game, and they just need to change the how the upgrades work, and you know
it could be so much better than it is right now, and it's already really good.
Yeah
Okay, well, that averages out to 6.8. that's not bad.
Okay,
no, change my score.
James,
what the?
I feel bad. You can't change it now.
Yeah, we can. All right, James, change it.
Huh? Are we changing it now?
Yeah, James, change it right now. What do you want?
You gotta hurry.
You're an 8.
An 8.
What the? I thought he was gonna change it down.
Oh, no. Up, because they got me with that pixel art.
Okay.
Oh, god damn it.
Anyways. James, we talked about what game to do next week when you were here, and I forgot to mention it before we started. I think you will like it, though.
Which one?
You ready for this?
Oh, what's the name?
The game that we want to play for next week is Early Access Gladiator Rising 2.
Gladiator Rising 2. All right.
Wait, guys, our new average is 7, okay?
I got 7.5.
Oh, what the?
Yeah. So it's basically 7-ish. But yeah, okay. So the game for next week, are you okay with that, James?
How did you get 7.5?
I
thought I did. I did 6. James did 8, and then you did 7, right?
7, 7.5, and 8.
Oh shit! Oh, that's right. Okay. You said 7.5. Okay, I see now.
Okay.
My bad, Crunch.
So, James, you're okay with that?
Yeah.
Okay. So that's the game for next week, people. We're gonna play Gladiator Rising 2. It's an early access. It's only on Android, as far as I can tell right now.
Unless you got BlueStacks.
Yeah, which is totally fine. Thank you so much for listening. I am the Crancher.
I'm Critz.
I'm James.
And we are the Game Design Critics, and we hope you guys have a nice day. Thank you.